Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall.
If you're a coffee drinker like me, you might be looking for ways to cut down on the paper cups you end up throwing away when you visit a cafe. Now that the pandemic is winding down, coffee shops like Starbucks are starting to let customers use their own cups again. So is it time for all of us to make the switch over to reusable coffee cups? We had our reporters Cameron Leo and Lily Ross Shapiro look into this question. Welcome, Cameron and Lily.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So I have to admit, when I first heard this question about reusable versus single-use coffee cups, I thought it seemed pretty straightforward.
Yeah, us too. A quick Google search will tell you that single-use cups create a lot of waste. They're lined with plastic, so they're difficult to recycle, and most facilities won't accept them.
But it turns out that reusable cups have their own problems, and trying to make an exact comparison between the two is pretty tricky.
To figure this out, we talked to Dario Codofava. He's a researcher at the University of Turin, where he's studied the environmental trade-offs between single-use cups and their reusable alternatives. He says it wasn't easy.
It's a quite complex question. When you have to assess the environmental impact, you have to consider the entire life cycle of a product.
It's easy to overlook, but reusable mugs require a lot of materials, energy, and water at every turn in their life cycle, in how they're made, how they're washed, and how they're disposed of. In all of these steps, the bulky reusable cup has a, well, bulkier environmental impact than a single paper cup.
So in order for a reusable cup to be worth it, you have to use it a lot. Dario's study says you have to use just one glass bottle somewhere between 20 and 50 times for it to pay off.
And most studies that look at other kinds of reusable mugs, like ceramic, steel, and plastic ones, had similar results.
So as long as I use my reusable cup, say, every day for a month or two, it's the better choice for the environment?
Yes, and it can make a pretty big impact, too. One study found that the widespread use of reusable cups in the UK would result in a 76% reduction in climate impact.
That's awesome.
It is, but there's a catch. How you wash your reusable mug makes a huge difference.
Why would that matter?
Hand washing your dishes is actually really inefficient.
If you're hand washing your reusable cup with hot water after every use, you end up wasting so much water and energy that you might actually be better off just sticking with paper coffee cups.
I think we found similar results when we looked at Ziploc bags. Hand washing them uses more energy than it's worth.
Right. So it's really important that you're picking out a mug that's safe and easy to throw in the dishwasher.
And speaking of picking out mugs, Dario made another really important point for us about going reusable.
Yeah, I don't know if you're like me, Megan, but I have a huge cache of mugs that I've collected from random places over the years.
Oh yeah, me too. Big time.
I called my mom back at home and asked her to count how many we had in our pantry. It was bad.
8, 9, 10, 11.
The whole point of a reusable mug is that you can just use one rather than going through a bazillion paper cups every year. So buying more than one defeats the purpose of going reusable.
Sorry, Mom.
So it sounds like when you make the switch to reusable, it's really important that you stick with a few cups and take good care of them.
You got it. If you use just one cup and wash it in the dishwasher, you're on track to reduce the emissions and waste from your coffee or tea drinking.
Great. Thanks, Cameron and Lily. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.